I was relieved not to be coming in yesterday.
Coming in here?
Mm-hmm.
How come?
Because I don't always want to be scrutinized.
Oh, is this scrutiny? You know, there's no rule that I have to sit like this on this side of the desk and you have to sit like that on that side of the desk.
Sure.
So. Well, let's talk about the tension and the anxiety. That's where the meat is on these bones, I think. So.
Like, I'm definitely going to drink tomorrow night, you know.
Okay.
A fucking comedy show.
Is that going to make this feeling go away?
No, no. No, it's not going anywhere. It's with me now. And like, yeah, like if I drink tonight, like it doesn't feel like it's to alleviate anxiety. It just feels like it's force a habit, you mm-hmm. know? Yeah.
Well, and do you want to alleviate the anxiety? And with it, what else would you be alleviating? Such as, I don't know, a sense of adventure?
Right. Yeah, no, it's not that I'm wanting to alleviate it. I'm willing to sit with it and embrace it and dig in it and explore it. Like, I'm game, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I've been typing stuff on the computer the last 3 nights, FYI. Yeah.
Well, and you want to, like, have that in your kind of conscious pursuit of your goals here that, you know, that feeling is the feeling of not having a map for your present circumstances, right? And naturally, our brain wants to use the map it already has that it spent a lot of cognitive energy on. You know, naturally, when you're born into this world, it saves a lot of time and energy just to assume that the map you get from your parents is going to have some value, right?
Yes.
And that you're going to want to follow that map.
And it's not entirely untrue that it had value, right?
Yeah, definitely, right? And, you know, the issue being that it may have had value in the past, but that's not the present terrain that you're on, right? So when you take the judgment out of it and you look at it that way and you say, okay, like, you know, that there were circumstances our ancestors were trapped in where they didn't have any power and they didn't have any control and they didn't have any opportunities and they didn't have whatever. What are they going to do with all of their intelligence and competency and whatever else? But, you know, bludgeon it into submission sometimes when there's nothing they can do with it, right?
Yeah.
So, but the same way, you know, you get a new video game or whatever, like the excitement comes from the, you know, the learning of the skills, the mapping of the territory, whatever, you know. So
it certainly makes me feel unsettled.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know what's unsettling about it. It's a whole world of possibilities.
Yeah, sure.
So embrace your field of potential. I mean, you've watched that. It's such a salient Joseph Campbell video that's called Jung and the Persona System, when he talks about like kind of the formation of your ego.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about like, well, you know, how do you come into this world? It's through your mother, right? Is your mom this way? Is she that way? That all comes through, he says, right?
Right.
So, so try to have that game, that mindset, like, you know, in this case, you are, you know, the in the model of the map versus the terrain, there also is the issue of the character, the model of the character in your head in that part of the story, you know? And so you the character has to also adapt to the situation, right? Mm-hmm. So just like a video game where you can work within a field of potential, maybe that is called speed, strength, and mana, right? You may have to adjust the sliders here for the role at hand,
mm-hmm.
right? But any of these versions of the character are all equally valid, you know? There is no one true balance of those characteristics that is the true character self, you know?
Right.
So. All right, well,
I'm ready when you're ready.
Let's do it.
All right. Pull-ups today, not in a row, but like
it's definitely getting your heart rate up, you know.
It most certainly is,
but a little cardio is what I prefer to.
Gotta get a new treadmill though, man, so on the fritz a little bit.
All right. How are you feeling the tension and the anxiety here?
Yes. A lot of stuff happened.
Oh yeah, what was it?
Like plenty of fear and sadness, like a lot of crying.
You can give me a shout if you want me to come and release you from your.
Well, I was like, I wanted to like, you know, do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I also like didn't want to be disruptive, so it was a little bit subdued, you know.
I mean, you know, if getting up and sitting here felt a little better, and then you made it through more of the treatment and didn't feel like you needed to give me a shout, then cool.
Is it ill-advised to get up and walk around with
well,
needles
other
than
it
it
might
hurts?
Hurt, but it's not gonna. No, it's not gonna really do anything.
It doesn't bother me that it
hurts.
Yeah. A couple of them fell out of my arm.
Yeah. Well, don't move yet. You still got a little blood there. All right. You have a sense of why we got more catharsis with Dan?
Why?
Well, I'm asking you if you have any insight. You know. I mean, yes, it has to do with the placement of the needles, but
yeah,
you know, so we're always doing some kind of emotion,
I mean,
relaxation, stress.
You know, there's the tension back there, but usually the focus ends up being
mm-hmm.
like the cardiac sphincter.
Yeah,
you know, and it's like, all right, like there's pain there, and I think that pain is trying to not let me feel something other than physical pain.
Yeah,
and I'm just gonna kind of hypothesize, like probably a lot of fear.
Yeah.
And it's like, can I feel fear right now?
Yeah.
It's not too hard. Like, does the fear feel like maybe it's from long, long time ago? Very, very likely. You
yeah.
know? And it's like, all right.
Well, yeah, you know, those are the skills we've been practicing here.
Right.
It's like recognizing that feeling, knowing it's not about now, thinking about what is it about, you
yeah.
know? And especially for early stuff, like, you have to... You know, more, you know, getting past the veil of childhood amnesia, you can just understand what would a 2 or 3 year old feel in those circumstances.
Sure.
Right? So that can help to kind of connect that. So,
you know, I don't know that I necessarily connected up with anything in particular. Like, certainly it seems that
mm-hmm.
it could have to do with Bo, but it doesn't it also seem likely that it's shit from even just, you know, infancy,
well,
like
yeah,
mom
I get,
probably had a hard time dealing with me, you know.
Right. I mean, like I said, so
I was
know,
colicky apparently.
Right. So when I asked you the question of like, well, what is that? You know, why this treatment? You know, was it? But it has. I mean, there's the circumstances that you're in. Okay. So right now, it's a here's where your comfort zone is. Here's this new territory that is very scary and exciting and adventurous. Right. But there's also like, okay, what is the tension and where did you get this map from? And the discussion of your mother and description of Joseph Campbell and you come into the world and you, you know, what's step one? You're connecting with your mother and you're getting that attachment. Is that making you feel safe? Is this person stable and confident or is she a nut? That all comes through, right? And I'm like, so that's putting you all into that place and getting some of those emotions to come up, right? So, which is great. I mean, that's where the progress happens. But also, like, it's also kind of, like, relevant to understand, like, the reason why it feels like an LSD flashback is because your brain contains endogenous psychedelics. Your brain makes DMT, right? Psilocybin is, you know, it is an analog for a chemical that's in your brain, that is a chemical that is supposed to do that. It's supposed to attenuate the frame in which makes you see the world as that map, right? It makes those walls, it makes that frame, it makes that map translucent. That is the feeling of psychedelics, and your brain knows how to do that on its own,
mm-hmm.
right? So you don't necessarily need the psilocybin. Right, to kind of be able to do that work. That's why mindfulness And that's why the ego dissolution, which is just sitting here and talking about it and taking it apart, that's where you get that ego dissolution. That's where you get that change in brain chemistry. Your brain releases DMT. Like it learns to, like, it looks outside that map. The neuroplasticity opens. You can kind of remap the world that way. That's what the whole process is like, right? And this is what he starts, this is what Joseph Campbell says in the video. He says, like, the funny thing is, he's talking about Westerners going to gurus. He's like, the Westerner goes to the guru, and you know, the Indian guru, the Chinese guru, whatever, they're used to these Eastern people that didn't have individuality pumped into them. This is this eggshell, you know, remember this now? This is part of this video where, you know, he's got this crappy little ego hammer that he's like, tick, 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 breaks the eggshell ego, and then he gets the American who comes in and he's like, thud, thud, what the fuck is this rock, you know? So this is the connection of all of these things, just to sort of talk through it and kind of understand how it works, you know?
Sure.
But sitting with that, processing those emotions, feeling where that's coming from, like your brain has to, when you're wandering through the world as the sort of disconnected version of yourself and living in a very narrow little part of your brain uses a lot of cognitive energy to create these sort of walls and hold those emotions back, right?
There's a lot of scary and sad in there, man.
Yeah, but you know, it's there anyway, you process it, and then when you do this process and you get those emotions to come through and you feel like liberated afterwards, like you actually have more conscious resources, like your consciousness expands into a bigger part of your field of potential, right? Which is pretty fucking awesome. So,
Cool.
yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah.